Greetings, Blog Talk Radio listeners. Thank you for joining our show tonight. I'll be your host. My name is Robert Benin. Tonight we'll be talking with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. She is a doctor of naturopathic medicine, naturopathy. We will be discussing six topics tonight. Hopefully in this half-hour segment we'll be able to get all six in. We are looking forward to phone calls and talking to all of you tonight that call in. The topics we're going to be discussing tonight is storm preparedness for people who are looking to prepare for storms, along with some other topics as well. First one is the high incidence of storms in the central part of the United States. People are worried about the storms, how they can prepare for the storms. One of the topics would be, do you have the ability to prepare for a storm? Stockpiling food, water, the necessities. What happens when that stockpile of provisions runs out? How it's going to, affect small businesses and what they should prepare for? And the underlying thing that nobody ever really seems to talk about is the health care of those people. So having that been said, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Hi, Robert. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you tonight?
Great. Good to be here. It seems to be a lot of storms lately, so everybody's getting kind of nervous. It's a whole lot of people saying it's either energy or it's fracking or it's, the end of the year, whatever it is, but everybody seems to be getting a little bit jumpy.
Understandably so, and I understand that you're pretty in tune with a lot of the intuitive communities and stuff, and what do you think is going on with there and how they feel about what's taking place with all the storms and everything else?
I think the biggest thing to notice about all the intuitives, and a lot of people are talking intuitives and psychics, is that more to focus on taking care of yourself and to not be in that fear. Because if you turn around and say there's going to be an earthquake by the end of June and you get all panicked and you use every one of your dimes to be able to buy things to have different survival kits or to have different things that other people are saying you have to have, you may not have your money for your food, or you may go out and buy a lot of food and then you may not have enough money to exist or to have gas to get out of town. It's just more about thinking about yourself and what you really need to take care of is yourself, to not have that fear, and just to know what, if something comes down the pike, I do A, B, C, and D. So tonight is the first beginning of Thursday and Friday night shows that we'll be having where we'll talk about these things. What is maybe a little bit more important than the other? One, I kind of wouldn't worry about. For example, one really important thing, don't just have flip-flops in your car now that it's summer. You really need to have a pair of heavy, sturdy shoes round by your front door and in your car. Simple thing to know. Because if something happens, if there's a storm or if your car runs off the road or for whatever reason, in a tornado or something, you can't get out of that car with flip-flops on because you're going to instantly get hurt, something will go through your foot. And these are just different little tiny tips that we'll be talking about. Just something each week, each show, to say, I think I'll go do that now, and then check it off your list and forget about it.
And what your experience, you actually rode out Katrina in Kenner. So it brings your ability and what you went through to have an insight into how other people should prepare and not take things lightly. That way, when things do come arise, they are prepared, they're ready to go, and they're ready for whatever takes place afterwards.
Absolutely important. I can remember with Katrina, when we finally did evacuate, I took a few different items of clothing, and when we got to Texas, figuring I'd be there 2-3 days, I was there 35 days. And I had nothing. I didn't have all of the comforts that I may have needed. And all I had was silly things. Like I had a dress and I had a pair of shorts and a pair of jeans. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do with this? I'm in Texas. It's hot. I didn't bring the right clothes, didn't have the right shoes, and maybe my important papers that I needed to call, I didn't have either. But then, too, before we left, I can remember, oh, well, we're not going to leave for the storm, so we rode it through. The 2 days before the storm, I went to the grocery store, as did everybody else in the city of New Orleans, and took and packed up my refrigerator, packed up my freezer, packed up my pantry. Well, after the storm hit and the electricity went out, within 24 hours, you can chalk every single dime that I put in my freezer, in my refrigerator, in my pantry, goodbye, because not one of those things were edible. The water was boiling in its plastic containers because it was so darn hot because of no AC. Things in your pantry, I mean, even something as simple as a can of tuna fish in a, 100-degree weather in a cover with no air circulating, it's worthless.
So how would you help people prepare? Because we're coming to the summer months, and naturally we all know, that's hurricane season for us down here in Louisiana. But say, for instance, for people who might be living in the central part of the U.S. and they have to deal with the tornadoes and stuff, what would you recommend for them?
I think the biggest thing to remember is very small things have enough for about a week. But after that, if there's that much destruction and you're there in the middle of it, you'll be gone. If you're not going to have your electricity on within a week, you'll need to find someplace else to stay. Or somebody else will be coming in to take you out and put you someplace else safe to stay. It just is not the greatest thing to keep a lot of items and then have to throw them away and not have money for gas to get out of town.
One of the things that you just talked about was supplies after the storm being unusable. So what would you recommend for people who, for lack of a better word, want to stockpile food or, store food? What are some of the items that they should be looking at doing for those people, let's say, in our area?
There's a lot of people now with these television shows with the coupons, and the people are doing all these big stockpiles. If you notice the items they have in their stockpiles, it's boxes. Boxes of things that need water and electricity to cook. Something like hamburger helper, pasta, those type items. Keeping 400 boxes of pasta isn't going to do anything for you if you're in the middle of a storm or afterwards. Other items they keep, soda. There's nothing worse than hot soda in a plastic bottle, leaching all kinds of chemicals when it's boiling out in the sun. The other items they like to keep are chocolates and candies and things like that. With no electricity and no AC, everything will melt. Tuna fish and meat products in cans is not a good idea. So what do you really keep? You keep enough for a week in different items, like have some fresh fruits and vegetables. Those will still be able to, you'll get a day or two out of those. You may want to have a few cans, maybe about 5 or 6 cans of soup, 5 or 6 cans of some sort of item. If it's not too hot in your area, you could get something like tuna or chicken in a can, but if it's really hot, that's the first thing that's absolutely disgusting when it's hot. Things like peanut butter crackers, those are good items. Those little packages of fruit snacks are definitely a good item. It's really important to note, though, that a lot of people these days are deciding not to have food with preservatives in them. While that's great to have, those type items will go like nobody's business when it's hot, and they will make you sicker than anything. While I'm not saying you need to get a whole bunch of stuff with all kinds of crazy chemicals, but I would definitely not lean towards that towards the unpreservative stuff for something that you're looking to last without air conditioning or electricity around.
You need something that would basically have a long shelf life.
Right. Now, MREs, absolutely horrible, but if you can have at least 2 days worth of MREs, probably might be a good idea. You just never know what might happen.
Let me interject in something on that for those who have experienced MREs and stuff. Don't chew the gum because the gum will mess you up. We had some bad experiences with the gum. What about small businesses? What should they look at?
When you have a storm and you own a small business, be sure you take something of your business, like your business card, your business license, some piece of paper that says you are the owner of that business. And if you have a payroll sheet or some employee listing of the paychecks that you pay out, good idea to have it, because when you have to prove that you need to come back in first, you have to have proof somehow. Also, if you need to get your employees back in, having that payroll list, you'll be able to show it if there's a checkpoint to be able to get them back in. Now, all of this is for a big storm, of course. But you never know when a small storm turns into a big one because of the amount of destruction, or when a big one might turn into a small one because it's just over a big area, but it's very small destruction. You just don't have any idea what the government will do. You have to be wary that recently they said after the tornadoes, people were complaining, I want to get back in, my electricity is on. Your electricity may be on. The house across the street may be gone. They don't have electricity. And you have no idea who's around, what's going to be going on in that area. And having electric on does not mean you have safe water. And it does not mean that you have police protection. And it does not mean that everything else is safe for you to be there. Until they can absolutely say it's safe, it's a good idea not to be there. The best comfort of home is a toilet. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but you don't have electricity and you don't have water, you don't have a toilet. Because the pumping stations go by electricity. And the water you need to work in the toilet. And if you think you're just going to keep on putting it down there, you're going to end up with sewer gases coming up into your house. And there will be no one coming out for a plumber. For if it's a big storm, you may not get a plumber for months. So not a good idea to do what you shouldn't be doing.
Let me do this at this point in time in the show. Let me announce a telephone number that everybody can call in on who has questions or, information or anything of that sort. The number is 424-258-9318. Again, that's 424-258-9318. I'll announce that number again in a few minutes.
Okay, we have a caller, Robert.
Okay.
So, caller, if you could just let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Hello? Caller, are you? Hello?
Hi. My name is Josh.
Hey, Josh.
I'm from New Orleans.
How you doing tonight, Josh?
Not too bad. I just joined the show, so I'm kind of trying to gather up what y'all are talking about again. From what I understand, you were talking about plumbing situations and things like that, water, having water in necessary times during natural disaster, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I mean, as being from New Orleans, we obviously have had pretty deep experiences with stuff like that. And I just remember a lot of the stories of people who used to fill up their bathtubs with water and things like that. And I just think that, a lot of people, what they would do when they would prepare for natural disasters would be to basically prepare by having, a so-called hurricane party, which is basically, you know, they don't really prepare and they stock up on things that they don't really need. So basically, I guess, how do you get the word out there to inform people that, you know, in these times you got to really understand that, you know, yeah, maybe it might be a nice time off from work or something like that, but, you know, you still really need to be prepared with the right things, and filling a bathtub up with water or something like that is really not sufficient.
Right. That's what we were trying to do, this being our first in a series of calls, because people are going crazy with these survival kits and backpacks like they're going to be hiking for the next, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. And it's like, where do you think you're going, you know? And if it's 100 degrees out, or if there's no electricity, or if you don't feel good, how are you going to be doing all that preparation that some of these survivalists are trying to tell you to do? Really, what we're
going
to be...
Exactly, and you don't have that time in those situations, or necessarily the money.
Right, and if you turn around and you have an earthquake tomorrow, well, all the money and all the preparation can go right out the window. This is
Most definitely.
It's definitely just about preparing yourself and your mind that if something happens, number one, don't freak out. That is your absolute first thing. Don't freak out. Know where your family is. Just get together and just try and chill yourself for about at least an hour, then say, okay, this is what we're going to do. And you give everybody a job, and you just look around, see what's going on, watch what you're using. You don't want a kid over in the corner with your whole package of batteries, you know, going to town on his video games. You know, everybody needs to know it's a serious situation. We all need to get through it, so we're all going to have to help.
That's really understandable. So I guess what in your mind would be the most necessary thing to have, because I understand that you say that, you know, all these survival kits and things like that may not always be the most sufficient and may always be overdrawn. So what in your mind would be, you know, the most sufficient things to always have on hand?
I think the biggest thing is to have, don't say, I'm going to get gas tomorrow. You know, if your gas is running low and you're on your way home, there's absolutely no reason not to get gas. You know, don't keep putting off things till the next day. If there's something that you want today or you need today or you should have done today, you should do it today. If that prescription is getting kind of low, maybe you need to fill it. Maybe you need to not wait until I'll take my last pill in the morning, and since I don't need one tomorrow morning, I'll go tomorrow morning on my way to work to get it from the pharmacy. You know, don't put off things that you can actually take care of right now. You know,
so basically daily life things that you normally would put till last minute.
Right.
Be prepared with those things on a daily basis rather than procrastinating.
Correct. Procrastination will absolutely kill you. If you sit down and you say, oh, darn, the electricity went off because the storm went over, I'm just going to sit here and wait till it comes back on. Ha, ha, ha. You think so? You may be sitting there.
Well, it didn't happen here, that's for sure.
You may be sitting there in the dark for days, and you know what? No one's coming for you.
No, most definitely. That's very true.
And I think the biggest thing, too, like we said in the beginning, is shoes. You know, it's summertime now. Everybody has nothing in their car. If they're going to the beach, they've got a towel, flip-flops, and a bathing suit. Well, I think you should have a pair of heavy shoes in that trunk. You should have a pair of pants and a shirt. You know, think of
what happens when you're wading in disgusting water.
Right. But they don't think a little bit farther ahead. It's always last minute. Oh, I know we need milk, you know. Well, let me just finish it now, and I'll get it in the morning before breakfast. It's always last minute. Maybe do a little bit ahead. Or if you get that paycheck, you know, it's always best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go to the bank on Monday, and you got it on Friday. Well, maybe I think I would think about putting it in the bank on Friday. And then further, I would think about if I had a cell phone and I could click a picture of that check, maybe I'll do it as soon as I get it. It's just
or
about...
Or also, when you have your cell phone out and you see that it's getting low on charge,
right.
Plug it in before it gets to the point where it's almost about to die.
Right. Or instead of, like, just leaving it there, oh, well, whatever, it'll beep, it'll shut off. A little bit more sense of responsibility for yourself and the things that you do, it will help. because those people who do procrastinate and don't take care of themselves are the ones that are going to be the neediest in the society when it happens anyway. They're the ones who will say, I always get down and get my coffee, so get out of my way. And it's like, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, that was very helpful, actually, and very insightful. I think that a lot of people could learn from this.
Yeah, it's just a little bit easier about preparation. Not being so, you know, oh, well, if I don't have my survival kit, I'm not prepared. Well, if you put your shoes and your clothes in your car, you already are. If you remember to get your gas, you already are. So doing little steps ahead of time.
Most definitely. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, Josh.
Thanks for calling in, Josh. We appreciate it.
Give
us
a call.
We are
on here every week.
Okay. I'll call back in again.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Josh.
Bye.
So, Dr. Gallagher, what do you think, healthcare? Let's discuss that.
Okay, so healthcare, my biggest thing about this is the healthcare providers are the biggest procrastinators, too. They think everybody's going to take care of everything for them. You know, if I'm a nurse, my job will always be there. If I'm a doctor, my office will always be there. If I'm a patient, my doctor will always be there. It's this glorified premise that nothing will ever happen. It's no problem. And I think the biggest thing with healthcare is when you walk into the doctor, at least know what he's saying. A lot of people will say, I don't know what was wrong with me. He gave me a prescription. I came home. I took it. I go back. He's my doctor. He knows everything. Well, guess what? That's not going to work when something happens because it's still you alone. If you have to walk in and to somebody else that doesn't know you or someplace else where they do not have your records, it's going to be, well, what's wrong with you? What medications do you take? What's going on? And you have no answer. It is an absolute black hole to try to figure out what's wrong with you first. Find out what those previous things were and figure out what's going on now. It really, really is important to know what's going on with yourself. And if you do have any medical concerns, I would definitely start wearing these ID bracelets. A lot of people did not do it in the past, but now there are so many allergies and so many things wrong with people. There's no way to be able to keep track of that or even remember, I'm allergic to an antibiotic myself. I tell all the kids, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, okay. So I have four kids. Two of them are allergic to one drug, to the other, and I'm another. So can I remember which kid has which antibiotic? And I can honestly tell you no. So they need the medical alert bracelets. It's definitely a big difference when you're going into public health where the last minute an emergency crisis and they give you something, some drug that they think will help you, and it turns around and it sets you in a tailspin because that was the routine care for that possible thing that's wrong with you, and you could just absolutely just end up, you could just die from it, period. You just really absolutely need to know. They will not know how to be able to save you or anything at the last second. So really it is a big deal to start knowing about yourself.
So how would you go about, let's just say for sake of argument, you know, how would you keep that information? How would you put that information together? Because we all know in today's day and age, there are people out there that are taking, you know, 5-6 different medications. Some people are even taking more. And when they're put into an emergency situation and have to go to another state, or, you know, medications are going to be limited, you know, how should they prepare for that? What are some of the things that they can do so that they have their, as you call it, your emergency kit, you know, your survival kit ready to go?
I think the biggest thing is if you have a choice of a pharmacy, get a chain. Go to a chain, CVS, Walgreens. That stuff is on their computer. That's number one. Number two, when you get your prescriptions, if you're computer savvy, you can scan them into your computer, scan them into an email, send the email to yourself, put it in your saved email file, and leave it there. Every time you go to the doctor, say, I see that test that you just did. Do you think you could email it to me? Or how about you fax it to me? Either way, get it into the computer, and you absolutely, under no circumstances, do you want it on your desktop of your computer. Because if you've left and something happened and your desktop computer is stuck there, or if I have a laptop and I put my icon on the desk, quote, desktop of my laptop, it's there, but I don't have the machine. I can't access it. If you have an email, you can access anything from anywhere at any time. You'll be able to get into your email if you're in Timbuktu. It won't matter. So it's definitely a difference to be able to know what you're doing, what's wrong with you. And we'll be talking about that in the next week or so, about how to start saving those records and what they should look like.
Great. Terrific. We have 4 minutes left. So what are some of the other experiences that you bring to the table to help others during natural disasters?
What I have been doing in healthcare since the early 70s, first I was a dental hygienist, so I could tell you everything and anything about your teeth. I know that's funny, but there's a lot of people right now who don't have the funds to be able to take care of their teeth, the time, because they don't want to lose their job or go off, you know, off on an appointment and to get fired for that. There's a lot of little things that need to be taken care of in your mouth, because if you don't eat correctly and your teeth are a problem, your overall health just suffers seriously. Also, I have out-of-the-box healthcare. And out-of-the-box healthcare is my website, outoftheboxhealthcare.com, where we talk about how do I get from where I am to the next step. If I'm a healthcare provider and I'm having issues in my office, I'm a dental provider and I just love to change my office to reflect more of my vision, if I am a regular patient and I don't see all of these books and all of this stuff on TV and I don't know how to get started. Granted, I can get a coach and I can go to the gym and I could do all this stuff, but it just might not be for me. That is where we can help you. And those are all personal, private, Skype, telephone, in-person time sessions that are available. Also through Life Pockets, which is what we are working with now on the natural disasters, is sharing experiences, sharing what may work, what may not, and not making them right or wrong, just saying, maybe I would think about this, or maybe I would not think about that. Because some of the things that would happen in life, you just have no clue about until it does.
So basically, in today's day and age, in today's world, the best thing for all of us everywhere is simply just be prepared.
Be prepared in your mind. Know that you'll be okay. Be prepared in your space and say, it will be all right. Let your family know. We will take care of each other. With this scattered, well, you used to do it that way, or I trusted you, or why couldn't you fix this? Know that all those things are not easy to fix. It's going to have to be everybody pulled together, but everybody has to be on an even keel, take care of themselves.
Terrific information, great advice. For all of those who were listening in but chose not to call for whatever reason, stay tuned for future shows. They'll be announced when they're going to be. We'll have some more half-hour segments, and then later on, as we're able to, we'll extend that time to possibly hour shows. We need everybody out there who's interested in finding out this information to call in on our next show. With that having been said, we greatly appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Okay.